challenge at the conclusion of each and every yontif, I think, is clearly one of integration. That how is it that a person takes the mindset, the consciousness, the shifos of yontif, and see to it that that's something that extends into the coming weeks and the coming months. All too often we experience an inspirational window of time, and then somehow that life shifts and we go back to our typical routine. And that, no doubt, is a significant challenge even in Avodah Hashem. You reach great heights, whether it's Yom Noraim, whether it's the beautiful Yontif of Sukkis, and all of a sudden now, life goes on. I think the answer can be expressed in a single word, and that is the concept of Ehadrin. That for us, that an end is only an opportunity to begin anew. The Rama writes in Tafrei Samach Tes, Levush, Avudraham, that it's true, we finish the Torah Hashem, a Chasan Torah, but immediately we have to begin Sefer Breishis. You can't have a Chasan Torah without a Chasan Breishis. Coming to an end now means an opportunity. I can once again begin and embark on that project, and to do so with a greater sense of inspiration and hislavos. The Marshan of Odazar and Daf Yates quotes an old minhag: whenever you would make a siyum on a mesechta, you would always begin simultaneously the nes mesechta, because we're not finishing, but rather everything that I gained through that limud is an opportunity to be able to invest greater kochos and nefesh into the coming limud itself. There's a comment that the old rabbi has in Kuf Lamed Beis. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once mentioning this. The old minhag that you conclude davening with Adon Olam. Probably that's something that many of you still remember. And the old minhag was you began davening with Adon Olam also. Those early parts in the Siddur that somehow you skip through. And that's what the old rabbi writes, that tefillah is something that is ongoing. It's a consciousness. So you end the very way that you began, because that is the cycle of. Rosal Eichek once suggested this in the Rambam, Periktesef of Tefillah, that Tefillah HaTzibur begins with a Kaddish HaMaschil, and the Tefillah HaTzibur ends with a Kaddish Tiskabel. The notion that you're going to end the very way you began, because there's a certain sense of a cycle, a sense of a Hakafa. You never really come to an end. When you're dancing in a circle around the Sefer Torah, there's no beginning, there's no end, but you recognize that that is the essence indeed of Avodah Hashem. You know, when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah, the Torah tells us the very end of Parshas Mishpatim, Vayechizu es Elokim, Vayochlu Vayishtu, and the Ramban quotes the Medrash and Shir HaShirim, Mikan Shosim Mishte L'Gomer Shel Torah. B'nai Yisrael celebrated Gomer Shel Torah. What was the context of that Medrash? Clear, regarding Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech was given a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shlomo asked for the bracha of Chachma. And Shlomo was granted that precious, precious gift. And the psukim describe in Gimel Hay and Malachim Aleph that Shlomo made an absolute suda. Mikan shosin mishta the gomra shel Torah. And of his kasha, that wasn't gomra shel Torah. He acquired the gift of Chachma, but now you have to take that gift of Chachma and you have to implement it. Rashi writes, Mavasra Daf Yudalid, that context, Shir HaShirim, that Shlomo Melech wrote, Besof Yomav. The Rosh Hashanah writes the same thing is true of Megillas Koheles as well. You can be given a gift and you celebrate, not that now I've been there, I've done that, it comes to an end, but it's a new beginning. It's a new opportunity. You have incredible, incredible she'ifos to be able to accomplish that which you never thought was possible. And that was Knesset Yisrael, the time of Mamet Har Sinai. They received the Torah session. Yes, the Ramban refers to that as a Yom Chasuna Satorah. But a chasuna is not an end. A chasuna is a beginning. And that, yes, was termed Gomer Shel Torah, because now with the Torah session, I'm elevated, I'm inspired, I'm empowered to be able to take those kochos and nefesh and to integrate that into the next window. And that is the secret of every yantif. We observe, of course, yantif of Shemini Atzeres, of Kosh Alei, Preidaschem. And in a certain sense, it's almost as if the yantif ends on a very, very sad note. It ends on a moment of separation, but I've often commented, no, it's not Kosh Adai Predaseinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say our separation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Predaschem, you know what's difficult? Your departure. Your departure. Because sometimes with an end of Yontif, we depart. Life goes on. And that can never be. When you reach Shifos during a time of Yontif, now there's a freshness, a hischadshus, a newness, an opportunity to continue to grow in Avodas Hashem. And Chazal did something that is so magnificently brilliant. What is the answer to Kashlai Predaschem? Yontif comes to an end. You can't help but feel that there's a letdown when Yontif comes to an end and now the Yemei HaChol begin. You know what Chazal did? They merged Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Because if a person really understands the essence of what Simchas Torah is, why should there be any preda at all? It's true that the cycle of Yom Tov have come to an end. And the cycle is there on rice of the Kriya Satora correspondingly comes to an end. But this is a Simchas Torah. It's a new opportunity for us. A new beginning. I was always very, very troubled. You know, you go through the Sugyas HaShas with the Keren Ora. The Keren Ora is beyond magnificent. Now, the Ha'aris of the Keren Ora are always, always stunning, stunning. There's one Keren Ora that I felt a certain Chalisha Sadas, the Keren Ora in Moikatna of Chesimadeis, where the Keren Ora is bothered by, why isn't Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah a problem of Chavilos Chavilos? Chavilos Chavilos. That's the Kasha of the Keren Ora. I always felt the Kasha was, it disturbed me in the sense that I think that's Chazal's answer. Chazal's answer. All the series Yom Tovim come to an end. And you can't help but feel a certain sense of Chalisha Sadas. But this is not Enorim Shtei Kedushas Al Kosecha, the exact answer. To be able to confront any sense of preda is to be able to immerse yourself in the Torah session. And if you can grasp that sense of a Simchas Torah throughout the day-to-day life, so that's something which clearly will mean that there's no need in any shape or form for any sense of preda at all. There is a Mishnah in Sotah on Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us, first, Mishameis Rabbi Yekiva Batal Kivod HaTorah. Kivod HaTorah came to an end. You read on in the Mishnah, surprising, Mishameis Rabbi Gamliel HaZaki Batal Kivod HaTorah. It's surprising because Rabbi Gamliel HaZaki lived before Rabbi Yekiva. And if Kivod HaTorah already came to an end with the Misa of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaki, why did the Mishnah earlier tell us, Mishameis Rabbi Yekiva? How do you understand that simply Poshup Shat in the Mishnah? When you look in Rashi, it's clear. Rashi defines Kvod HaTorah differently when it came to Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken and when it comes to Rabbi Akiva. Regarding Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, Rashi writes the following. The practice of old, they would stand whenever they would learn. Learning was like a davar shebekedusha. They would stand whenever they learned. 16 hours a day, you can stand for 16 hours a day. They would stand while they were learning. And the Gemara describes that in later generations, we didn't have the vigor, the vitality, the koach to be able to stand while we were learning. I understand. That was a bechina of Kvod HaTorah. When it comes to Rabbi Akiva, Rashi writes, the Kvod HaTorah is very different. It wasn't a matter of your external posture, sitting or standing. But Rashi writes, Rabbi Akiva was doresh every os of the Torah Hashem. Rabbi Akiva was doresh al kotz v'kotz, every fraction of a letter of the Torah Hashem, Rabbi Akiva was Doresh. And Rashi writes, V'zeh kavod gadol. That's a great sense of Kavod HaTorah. To be able to learn in such an incredible fashion that, as Rashi writes, there's nothing missing, there's nothing extra, there's nothing redundant. The Torah Hashem is absolutely tamim. And that was the greatness of Rabbi Akiva. And with the Mises Rabbi Akiva, that was the Bechina of Batal, Kavod HaTorah. But you see, according to Rashi, clearly, two different types of Kvod HaTorah. One is standing and sitting, and one is the internal limud. Simchas Torah is a time of an external Kvod HaTorah. You're standing, you're dancing, you're celebrating with the Torah session. And the next juncture, I would suggest, is the Kvod HaTorah of Rabbi Akiva. Now, the seriousness of Esek HaTorah, because that Rashi, Zeg, Kvod HaTorah, Gadol, that's the great sense of Kvod HaTorah, to be able to immerse yourself in the Torah Hashem. The Baruch Hashem, even though we started the Zman somewhat early, a day of travel, yes, but the Zman to start and to have so many the Talmidim here, that's a form of Kvod HaTorah. but it's something that has to continue. The shifos to see to it that this man is one in terms of our learning, in terms of our davening, it is something that indicates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, you know, we understand the shifos of Yontif, and we leave the time of Yontif with this message that there's no need for any prayer. What we attempted to accomplish during Yom Noroim and days of Simcha, we can capture, we can preserve, we can sustain, even as this man continues. So Be'ezras Hashem, for each of you individually, for the yeshiva as a whole, I wish you incredible, incredible hatzlacha, and your growth, your avas haTorah, your Hashemayim, your esek b'Torah. Take advantage of every opportunity. Let's see that each one of us does the utmost that we can to really see to it that, yes, that shomati l'kachti musa, I understand indeed what is necessary. And Be'ezras Hashem, this man will be one that will be mar b'kvod Hashemayim. Be'ezras Hashem is man that will culminate in experiencing Yeshua's Venachamos.